Hello, everyone. That was Unseen World Girls by Linda Irwin, and I hope you're ready to go to that unseen place, that fun place, because we're going to go Psyche's Gone Wild right now.
Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, this is Jethro Smith, and those of you who know who I am an individual who was born with the ability to be able to see and sense auras, and then later on in my life I had a near-death drowning experience where I was able to then be clairaudient, to hear the guides and see on the other side. I am here as Psyche's Gone Wild founder to bring you the best of the best, and today I have three ladies here who we're going to have a lot of fun. So all of you guys that are tuning in, I know there's quite a few of you for the first time. Sit back, relax, take a Big Mac. We got a little time for you. Grab your phone, 773-897-6461 is our phone number. If you're having a little trouble with that, we also have two phone numbers because I have a Gemini rising. I do everything in doubles. Also call us at 855-345-4710. That one works a lot better, and I had someone tease me yesterday. They said the 855 is alive and you feel better energy with it. So those of you who will be calling in today will get a chance to talk to our lovely ladies, but we're going to talk a little bit, and I want you guys to relax because we want to talk about Psyche's Gone Wild and the individually. So we're going to start out with our first person as we're going down the list here, and you're going to just love this person. You're going to not believe, but you guys have had a chance to meet her. You know her as our girl in the chat room. She is our little chat happy girl with the fingers going crazy. She's got herself down as two names, Jan and Steve, because she has a husband who's a delightful character we all love. Jan Bach-Drakey is, and I always turn her name around, it's Jan Drake Bachy, and I do that because I love her. She's an intuitive professional dancer. She's born in a life where she worked with the environmental around the government investigation. She has a mystical path, you guys will find out. Jan does very well with personal totems. She's also able to read and feel energies to find missing persons. Jan, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Jethro. Thank you. Wow, what an introduction. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. And now we're going to turn right around and add our lovely, and those of you who've talked to angels, those who sensed the work and felt the individuality of it, you know, like I know, that angels are not only the individuals that are working out there all the time constantly, but they are alive and well. We have a certified angelic life coach, author, living in the heart place with your angels, not only just a fun person, but always a positive individual, Peg Jones. Peg, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Hiya, Jethro.
Hi, we love you dearly, and we know that this is, you know, a lot going on here. Peg, we've got a couple of people asking today, what do you feel with this weather? We're having such crazy weather, Peg. What angel's in and what's going on?
Well, I just keep hearing it has a lot to do with global warming, you know, and all that comes with that, all the different you know, weather changes have a lot to do with that. They're just very erratic. It's, you know, they talk about Mother Earth just kind of acting up, you know, like a, you know, just kind of, you know, just being erratic.
I love it, Peggy. We got people writing it, and you guys hang on. We've got our third lady, and yes, they're agreeing. And speaking of a little erratic, but a lot of fun. This is our live wire. This is those of you who know and have listened to this individual know that this paranormal name comes to mind whenever you want to talk extraterrestrials. You want to talk that fun stuff. The music we heard today, the wonderful positive, the individual who just brings metaphysical into a special time and known, the founder of Unseen World, Linda Irwin. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm going wild, Jethro.
So always good to hear you again. And we love having you back, you and Peg and Jan together. We've got people going over the room. Those of us know they've been keeping track. Our birthday is going to be February 17th. We can't wait. We're having our birthday early. We're starting out giving prizes. Those of you in the room, there will be a CD given away. Linda Irwin has a lot of beautiful music. The music we heard to begin with the music that started the show, we have a lot of them. Linda, we've got a little bit of a question here for you today. They're saying, Linda, everyone's telling me that the extraterrestrials are working with me. I am not sure. Is it true that I can utilize a test or any kind of work that I could maybe get some things to see if these are ETs, or is my house is turning me a little bit of radiation? I'm not sure what's going on, Linda, but my frigid lights and things keep going off and on, and things keep happening in my house. Is this any sign that I'm having ET activity?
Definitely. They love to play with electronics, and they love refrigerators for some reason, and cabinets. It's almost like they'd love to experience Earth food. But yes, if you notice lights, if you're at night when it's all dark and everything's quiet, you see lights that you can't explain, or you start hearing noises that sound like a distant radio, often that's them trying to communicate with you. So yeah, definitely. Put your intent to it. Be positive. Be peaceful. Do not ever be afraid. They will help you. And a lot of times they will show up in your dreams. Many people experience being on a ship in dreams. That means they're training you to work in your astral time with them to help heal the earth.
I love that. And we're going on, Jan, here. We're going around the table. They've had a lot of individuals. We got a lot of people calling you guys. Hang on. Don't get excited if it takes a few minutes to get to you. We are a talk show with psychic readings, so you get a little bit of everything. You want to get to know us first. I mean, I had a very fun friend tell me this, Jan, and I've got to tease you about it. The person is a Native American, and they said they called in, and there was this lady named Jan and Jethro, and they were talking about animals, and they had them all upset. And then they realized after they got to listening, me and you were discussing and talking about different animals we like. They thought that we were saying it was our totems. Me and Jan love a lot of animals. We will talk about your totem and your animal. And if it does embarrass you, please cover your, you know, pet's eyes while we discuss this today, because we are going to go wild. Jan, I've got a couple of questions for you on that. An individual is writing. She says that she has realized that she has a hummingbird totem. She's a little bit confused. Because she knows that her husband is an eagle. Does this mean that her husband and her are going to have problems in their relationship? Should I be a hummingbird in love with an eagle, or should I fly now?
Oh, I think that's a great question. But no, I think that is, the two will be fine, I think. I really do. You know, the hummingbird is all about the heart and lightening up and getting rid of any kind of harshness or negativity, and drawing in a lot of love in your life. That's what the hummingbird is all about. The hummingbirds like to be around flowers, and they like to fly around all your garden areas, and they're into the sweetness of life, and they're into being flexible, and it's about the twists and turns of life is what they say, you know, trying to flow with all the different energies going on in your life. So no, that's a really good animal to have. And then with the eagle, of course, is the one that flies high and sees really sharply and is really, really quick with their eyes and to see things. So while the hummingbird is around the house and around the garden area and doing all the stuff with the heart and the love and all that kind of stuff, the eagle is out and about, all higher up in the air and looking down and coast, being sort of like a, like the watching over everybody and watching everybody kind of thing. So and I'm trying to look up just to see a few more things that it says about it, because there's a couple of things about the eagle that is really, really interesting. I think that's a nice pair. You know, they're very different, and that's true, but they have a lot to offer each other, and they can combine with both of their beauty to help each other. The eagle is like spiritual awakening, and it's a time for creative inspiration. Hummingbirds are very creative too, so the two have that going together. And eagles are into just a real spiritual adventure and pilgrimage. And if you're in a period of struggle or difficulty, it's great to call on the eagle to help you with anything that's going on like that, and they give you spiritual insight, and they just have a real key interest in how they see things. You know, they see the whole picture. Their sight is really amazing. I don't know. No, I think it's fine. What do you think? Do you think the two of them are okay together?
I agree. We've got two of us, but we got to bring in our angel girl now. We're going to have to look up and talk with our wonderful Peg and see. Peg, what are you feeling about this pair? I mean, we can see the animals of it. What is your angels telling you and sensing about this hummingbird? Should she fly now or stay for a kiss?
Let me see. The angels tell me that hummingbirds have wings just like the angels, and that the hummingbirds are very particular about what they encounter, and but they also and they're very they're very particular, but they're very conscientious, and to be honest with you, I don't even know what a totem for the hummingbird is, so I really can't say, to be honest with you.
I apologize. We're throwing questions real quick. And it's okay, you guys. We are live and it is real, and we just love you for being here, Peg. We have another individual.
I'm just learning about totems myself.
Yeah, and I do know that a lot of times, and I've had the individuals do this, that this is where you're like, we're having three readers. Now, if you were to sit down and like she just let you know, that is the angels with it. I have another person writing here and asking me, would you look at something else that's happening for you? They said you have also worked at a long time ago of helping people, Linda, with this. And I'm asking you, I remember you and Jethro on the radio show a couple of years ago. You helped me so much with my house. Linda, do you remember talking to a lady who asked you about putting aluminum foil above my TV? I was having problems, and everyone teased me about putting it on my rabbit ears. But you told me, Linda, that I didn't need to do that, that I needed to work counterclockwise within my house, because it did happen. I've not had any problems. Now my daughter's having some magnetic things going on in her house. I need your advice again in Utah. Help me, Linda, before I shut this door. Okay.
Oh, no worries.
Was, yeah.
You probably have a portal opening in there. And children actually attract portal openings because they are more open than adults as a general rule. So it just takes talking to whoever's doing the opening. What you can do is simply ask them that, say, I'm a little uncomfortable with your being here right now. Can you communicate with me in a different way, a way that is more comfortable, a way that is more peaceful, and not something that is going to make my daughter nervous? It's best if the daughter can just talk directly to the beings. We've actually had friends that there was a nursing home that was suddenly filling up with portals, and the patients were freaking out. And she went in and went room to room and talked to where these beings were, and the portals closed up and the patients felt better. I hope that helps you.
I laugh. I've had someone just tease me. They said, Jethro, when did you learn to read? It was yesterday when I fell out of the kindergarten chair. Leave me alone. I'm having a lot go on here. We've got a lot of you guys from Facebook writing me. We've got the other ones. Please do. We love this. This is what it's live. We're going to take a few phone calls. Do remember, you guys, on the phones, we are limited it down because of so much, everyone. We will be able to give you one or two questions to get a full-fledged one. And I know as of we went to press, Linda's not on, but she will be on Psyche's Gone Wild website, and we're putting her in right now, and I had a couple of people saying, what's going on? I put her bio in the chat room for those of you that are looking in there. Hang on as we're going through this, because Jan and Peg and I am all on that psychicsgonewild.com, so you can find out how to get a hold of us. Angelic Whispers is the rainbow show for Peg. What we want you guys to do is we want you to get with us and get to know us a little bit before you do. I had two individuals typing me. You've got to realize that I'm reading this. I'm still multitasking. I'm still going over here. So thank you, Linda, because the lady just wrote me in Utah, and she said, I love Peg, and I think that Linda and Peg need to work together and raise some energy because this United States is getting really crazy. Is there something that Peg or Linda could do with the angels and the ET? So what do you ladies say? What do you feel about that?
Well, I think there's been more awareness of the angels in the past 20 years than probably ever before, unless it was spoken in, spiritual, in a religious type of way. And I just keep hearing that the angels are here with us. They are helping us. They're watching what's going on. They're talking to light workers, like people like me, I really didn't know I could talk to an angel or have an angel help me or to give me information to help someone else. Now I'm talking about angels and I am helping people. And there's a lot of people, there have been a lot of people like that. The angels are here to just help us and to be there for us. And I guess that's why I teach my classes, just to help people to have a more of an awareness. And it's not only angels, it's the awareness of what your guide is. It's the awareness of your animal totem. There's so many different ways that we can reach out to spirit, and the angels are really encouraging us to do this. And they are keeping a close look and they're making sure that awareness is happening, because sometimes I feel like we have all been asleep in many ways, and now we're waking up from the dream, and that's why they call this the golden age. And I think Linda can talk more about that from a terrestrial thing, because I feel that they too are watching and helping in some way, and I'm going to let Linda take it over.
Thanks, Peg. What you said is very valuable information. But I did want to add that angels and extraterrestrials and our own departed loved ones from Earth do all work together.
Yes.
And even those of us that are in physical bodies, when we go to sleep at night, those of us that are aware and can remember, we go over in the astral realm and work from there. We play out possible scenarios, and we see what can be done to help. I would like to recommend a movie called Astral City. That's a movie that's very definitive on what happens when we're living over on the other side. But as for me and my Continuum X group, we are aware of setting our intention every night to go where we're needed. We are in an etheric type of spacecraft that can actually be lowered in density to where it is visible, and people have actually gotten video of some of the ships we've been on. And we send down healing light and healing frequency. And some videos they've captured have sonic things going on in them that are rather scary to the people at the time. But the sonic vibration is actually changing the frequency of the area, as well as the strange colored lights that you see coming off the ships. They're pulsing. They're red, they're green, they're indigo colored. Those are all set for different frequencies depending on the type of healing. So, yes, we have been for years working on that already. So look to your skies, look to your hearts, look to your angels, and we're all there.
Loving that. Okay, you guys, hang on. We're going to grab a few of those phones. I know you've been patient. Your hands are all sticky. Your head's sweating. You're ready to talk to us. 631, are you ready to have some fun? 631.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jethro, and you are?
This is Christina. I just wanted to see what you saw of my love life.
Excellent, Christina. We are here, and you've got a lovely array of ladies, and we will start out here with the energy of talking here to let the totem reader read for Jan a minute, and then feeling the energy. I'm picking up with Christine with you that there is another situation happening for you. I'm feeling like it's coming in there. I am picking up that right now you're kind of you're checking things, and I feel like you're looking through what you've had in relationship, and you're ready for something different in your life is what I'm feeling.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm also feeling that this energy is happening for you really quick. They're telling me that you are going to be going into Valentine's. I do feel there's love in the air, but I'm picking up a little bit of different here. I pick up you're kind of, I'm not trying to be mean, but I feel like you've went through something where you're not going to deal with something. I see your foot's planted down. You'd rather be alone than you would deal with silliness. You know what I'm saying? When it
yes.
comes to love. Okay. Thank you, Christina. And I'm first time reading you, and I thank you for calling in. Here I am supposed to be sharing the show, and I'm going to turn this over to our readers. Ladies, are you, who would like to help me here?
Peg, you want to go first?
Okay. I can see what the angels have to say. First thing I'm hearing before I even get a card is, like, if there are ties, like if you're involved with someone and there may be ties to a previous relationship, you might want to think about, you know, making sure that everything is clear for the new relationship to happen and, you know, so that there won't be other problems in the future. But if that has happened, then, you know, it's easier to have a new relationship. And the card that I got is to love yourself. And so many times we go from one relationship to another, and we really don't take time out for ourselves. So the angels are encouraging you to take that time too, you know, it's, you know, to find yourself again, to find out what it is exactly that you want so that repeat patterns won't happen. Because when that happens, then you kind of know exactly what it is that you're looking for. But I really feel like a relationship could happen very soon. You know, it's just a matter of being at the right place at the right time. And
I'm going on a second date Thursday, but I don't know if I'm attracted to him or not.
Well, it's still early in the relationship, you know. It's almost like, you know, just focusing on how you feel when you're with them, what you know, what you know in your heart, what it is that you're feeling. And I mean, if you like the person, you enjoy speaking with them, you know, that's a good sign, you know. And just kind of, you know, don't plan the marriage before the, you know, the first couple of dates, you know. Just kind of have it as a time of you deciding whether you want to see him too, not just a matter of wondering if he is going to like you or not. So it's, you know, it's kind of like the test period, and just enjoy yourself, you know, be yourself. And if you, you know, if you feel good about the relationship, then, you know, that's a really good sign. So that's what the angels tell me to let you know. I hope that helped. Yes. Great.
Thank you, Christina. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
I just drew three ET cards on Christina. And the ET cards are a ship coming through a wormhole, a leader from the past, and a very wise and intuitive woman. And what those three things tell me together are that it's possible you could reconnect with someone from your past, and that you have grown, and so has he, and that you're going to make a new start.
Do you know when that is?
It doesn't give me times. It just gives me probable futures. So watch for some major event that is going to be totally new and different to you. If you do run into this man from the past, he has leadership qualities.
Okay.
Jan?
Sure. Christine, I saw a duck right away. And the duck is trying to give you a message saying it's time to have fun and maybe even be a little silly. Don't worry too much about stuff and just enjoy yourself. And you're at a beginning of a new cycle with either work or a relationship. Cool. And it says you need help moving through some difficult emotional entanglements, so try to go out and have some fun. And it says that you have a very big heart and you're willing to give to someone. So I just for my own experience, which isn't very much, but from what I have had, I was never sure, especially when I was dating my husband, about it. And so the main thing was just to enjoy it for the moment and not put too much into it in the very beginning and not worry too much about any of it. Just have a nice time and see where it takes you, you know, and just for this particular date you're going on is what I'm saying. And just try to have fun, and that's what the duck is saying. Just have some fun.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you for calling
sure.
in, and we love that very much. I know a lot of you guys are doing it, and I apologize. I'm a little chilling out. You've got to realize I've got three strong special lightworker ladies energy. So now I've went to 360. I'm trying to go here, but I got to tease you guys. If you have never called in, you need to try this. This is the natural high that will change your life. Christina, we love you dearly, and thank you. We're going to grab another phone call. Don't get too wound. We will do another about 25 minutes, and we're going to take that little minute. Those of you who want to go and freshen up or take a second, I've had a lot of individuals saying, Jethro, your show has gotten wilder by the minute. Peg Jones, we love you. I'm supposed to let you know that every time I listen to one of the shows that Peg's on, I feel really good about myself. I feel that she's one of the best. I'm reading the emails as fast as they go by here. I live in Brooklyn. I think that Jan should come to Brooklyn someday because she is special and she always makes me feel good. My life has been pretty sad.
Aww.
I have two sisters. Nobody treats me as good as Jan does. I hope you don't mind, Jan. I'm your friend who never really calls in but is always there. If you ever need someone in Brooklyn, call me because Tina Messina will be here for you. Okay, Tina. We got 248.
Thank you,
you're
Tina.
She'll be on your scoop waiting for you. Hey, great, Mike.
I love you guys. And we've got to remember this is what it's about. Tune in today because today we're going to be giving away a wonderful CD. It is signed and got Love Kisses in it by Linda Irwin. Songs of Experience, the Music Collage 3. It has Waken and Ascend in it. It has Unseen World Halloween in it. It has Dance of the Overlord and my favorite, Back in Time Through the Mirror. You guys know that we used to play Sunset here a lot, or Sunset Strip, I think, was the name of Linda's. But I love it. Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm telling my age. You guys, I've been through so many shows, I'm having trouble remembering where I am. Those of you tuning in, it's going to snow, they said, here in Florida. I know that there's up on the panhandle a little bit of slushy snow up there. This is not fair. Take it back, Rocky Mountains. I did not ask for it. I've lived enough of you. No, I do not want snow in Tampa. So those of you who are writing in, that's why I put it on Facebook. I have a friend teasing me in here today. I listened in to the show, and I want to know, Linda Irwin has been on a couple of times, and you said that she was going to be on today, and I'm watching, Jethro, what's going on. Linda, I need to ask a question here, and I don't want Jethro to tease you. Okay, I have no jokes about it. Linda, when I was in my early 20s, I do feel that I was abducted. I feel that some type of ship picked him up, and they basically were gone for over a week. Sadly, through the years, different investigations have went on. I never have really had all the physical proof, but I do know that time and distance and things changed. I did not get physically... things happened to me that other people have talked about. I did not feel that I was physically hurt or any way abducted in that way. But there was a time lapse, and I have had people, very few people can I tell about this. Linda, would you talk about the subject of being abducted? Do you believe that I could have been?
Okay, I just want to change the word abduction to taken, because abduction connotates a bad experience. But if you go aboard the ship on their request, you're taken for healing. They will repair your DNA using light codes, and they will probably train you with downloads. You will actually sit and watch various Earth events to understand everything from before you were born up through the current time, and they will play like probable reality scenes showing you what might happen, worst case scenario for the planet. And what they're trying to do when they're healing you and orienting you is they're preparing you to work with them either in your waking time or in your astral dream time or both. So yes, it's very likely you were gone for a full week, and they probably would have arranged it in a way that people wouldn't put out a missing persons report on you. So yeah, it's a good thing. But you weren't abducted. You were taken, just like a person has to go into the hospital and have surgery done. They're gone for a week from home. So don't worry about it. If you ask and if you meditate on it, your memories of those times will come back and play back to you. Okay?
Well, thank you, Linda, for letting us know. And I do want to let you know here, I will have something of that nature that is very intense to learn. I learned something new today. And we're going to go to 248. You're on the phone. And are you ready to talk to Angel Girl, Totem Woman, Wild One Out of This World?
Absolutely. This is Mike. How are you?
Great, Mike. We are wild. This is Jethro, and I know that I remember a couple times I've heard your voice and calling in. I welcome you to the day, and what question do you have, and how would you like to start this?
Well, quick question. Right off the bat, we just got there's a possibility that I could go on short-term disability from work until my next minor surgery, and just wanted to see if they were going to go forward with that or just have me continue to work from home.
With Linda, do you want to start this, Linda?
Well, I can start with the ET cards. The three cards that I drew for you were the Apprentice, the Warrior, and the Ambassador being of light. I believe what this is trying to say is that you need to change focus on your career, something that is empowering you. So if that means not working from home or working from home, whichever you're not doing now, then I would try to pursue that, maybe gain something in education that you can do from home that would be bring in a lot of good income for you. Does that make sense?
That's the thing, because if they put me on short-term disability, then I can focus more on my business and put 100% mm-hmm. into that.
Okay.
While still getting a paycheck.
Well, you might want to take a look at adding something to your business, something that you hadn't thought of before, because this seems to indicate a new direction, maybe adding something that will make it more successful, make it stand out from the others, something that's more dealing with, and the Ambassador of Light means metaphysical, spiritual type aspect.
Gotcha. Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Peg?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Going on short-term disability or not with work.
Oh, or not, okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't go on short-term disability, then you won't have your job, or you will still
No, I will.
Oh.
I prefer to go on disability just so I can focus on the business and still get some type of paycheck.
Okay, all right, so you're focusing on working for yourself or starting a new business of some sort?
That's the long-term goal, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's see. All right, well, I got two cards here. One is self-care, taking care of yourself, and, you know, you are taking care of yourself definitely as far as taking the short-term disability, you know, and you're making sure that, you know, that the idea of starting a new job, you know, is going to be viable for you. If it's, you know, it's going to be the right thing for you, you know, and it's not. And by doing that, it's not leaving you without some sort of money, as you said. I also feel like the angels are saying that you know the answer in your heart. You're just kind of not quite sure yet. I mean, you you know it, but you want to be sure that you're safe. And so, you know, they say that that's probably a good thing for now, you know.
Right.
And then another thing is to ask for a sign. So they're, you know, so just, you know, beware, like as you're getting your business set up and everything, you know, beware of the people that you come into contact with in setting this up, you know, because you'll probably be coming into contact with a lot of different people with the work that you're doing. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions and, you know, and to ask for other people that, you know, you can get contact, just building up that network of people to help you and to help validate that this is what you would like to do. So so look for the synchronicities in your day, you know, and just, you know, just be very present. And it sounds like you're going to be. So I think that you will definitely have your decision by the time your short-term disability is up. I wish you good
luck.
Thank you, Mike.
There you go. Oh,
Jan, it's you now. We got it. We got Mike and you on your next. It's okay. It's the phones are being a little. It's the energy. I think we just blew a circuit, Jan.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me, Mike?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Sure. I saw the animal, the elephant, and been reading all of it here and trying to see how it relates to your job. But it's just sometimes the animal just comes in. And they're a presence for you. They give you these messages that can help your situation. So what the elephant says is be of service in some way to the young, elderly, or those less fortunate than yourself. And elephants can smell. That's one of their main things that they're very good with. And so trust your senses. If something in your life smells bad, take the necessary action to do away with it. And don't let anything stand in the way of attaining this goal of your purpose. So basically the elephant is saying that their teaching is to humanity. And they're saying to slow down and listen. And listen in your heart. And more feeling, less words, and less doing, and that's probably what you're doing right now is less doing because you're on the disability for the surgery, or you will be. And
that's pretty much the primary question was whether the company will allow me to do that or not.
Okay. Well, I'm just sort of letting it flow out of me, so I'm not totally sure.
Okay.
But the elephant is saying that it's saying less doing and more presence, more feeling, and so it could very well be that is
sounds
what,
like chilling to me.
Yeah, so that I'm just going to let it go at that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. And those of you who are here today, take just a second. We're going to relax a minute and let the drivers drive. We're having a lot of fun. We have a lot of individuals on the phones. And I had someone tell me yesterday that they were listening into the show and they're hearing other sounds. Nothing surprises me. I think at the rate that we've got the energy now, we just kind of shoved over a couple shows that are on also at 3 o'clock. So if you hear other voices, it may be friends from other shows hearing us too. I had someone tell me that they could feel the energy from us, and they are going to be over here very soon from United Kingdom helping with the energy. So you guys, if you do get bumped out, don't get worried. That's why we have two phone numbers. Call back in at 855-345-4710, and we'll be here for you. And I say be here for you. Let's go through a little bit. I know there's a lot of you new people that just came in, that the room surged with a bunch of new friends. And what's happening is we're on a new time, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. And I say we have Jan Drake Bakke, our wonderful intuitive psychic friend, totem reader, just all around good lady dancer. We love her. We have Peg Jones, certified angelic life coach, author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. She Peg is just a sweetheart that we all love even more. And then if you got to go the other round, you can go outer world. We got Linda Irwin, our phenomenal paranormal specialist, individual who's not only gifted psychic, but musician and some of the best music you guys have heard through Psychics Gone Wild Life. We are giving away those sets. I'm going to take just a second here, and we're going to take and play a few minutes of the music so you guys can hear some of Linda's music. And for those of you who are tuning in right now, we're coming up into the hour. We still have half an hour left, so don't go anywhere. I know quite a few of you have been bounced around on the phone, and I do know that sometimes with the system, I've realized this through the time, I do catch the system real well when they're doing it, but we've got a 749, we've got a 760-831, 717, 813, 972. All of you should get in, so just relax, and then with the rest of you, just kind of go with the flow. I'm trying to do what we've got. Sometimes when this happens in the energy, we take a minute like this and talk about subjects. I can tell you from individual work, I had a person write to me and said, Jethro, what are some of the psychic tools you were talking about making at home? We had this last week on another show of mine. What I do and I'm talking about is, let's say you're sitting there and you want to test stuff. It's a good idea to make your own home pendulum. No, you don't have to go out and spend that $39.95 to have that special one that's got your name on it, the clip, and you can carry it to any campfire you ever wanted. Just sit down, take a ring or anything that you have that is round-shaped. Bracelets work too if you have a longer string or you can work with it, but I would suggest a ring or something that you can put through it with a string or anything you've got of quality like that. Raise it within about a good 6 inches from the object you've tied it to. Focus your energy, focus your hand, raise it out as you're pinching it out with your hand under it. Always have your dominant hand hold that ring. Raise the energy and ask the question, if I'm saying yes, you will do this. And after it moves, notice what it does. If I'm saying no, you will do this. Most commonly, the pendulum that you're making will go round, or in this case, if it's no, it will go back and forth. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes your energy and your force is saying back and forth means that it's actually yes, where nothing and not moving is no. Work with it. Have fun with it. That's, you know, those of you who've been tuning into the classes, we are all doing classes. Right now, I'm teaching individuals here to read palms and playing cards. If you'd like to check that out. Going into classes, I want you guys just to take a minute, and I want you to think about the word lithmacy, and then I want you to hear this, and right after this commercial, we're going to take a little break from one of our phenomenal individuals, Gary Wimmer, who's doing a class on lithmacy, and you say, what is lithmacy?
What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones, and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. Those of you listening in today, that was a beautiful song by our one and only Linda Irwin. Welcome, visitors. We are going wild, and we want you to be wild. And I say we start out today. Those of you tuning in, we're going to get some more phone readings for you and some time to win one of we've got a couple of things here. We're saying it's our birthday. We'll do it early if we want to party. And today we're going to be giving away Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships by Pamela Cummings. So those of you remember Tuesdays, Pamela Cummings, one of our phenomenal ones. Put in psychicsgunwall.com. If you go looking, it'll say how to contact there. Put in your name and information. I do need a snail mail. These are real books. The other book was what you just heard the name of, Lithmacy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, A Guide to Interpreting Patterns of Stones Dropped into a Circle, by Gary L. Wimmer. So you guys, we will be giving away one of those books today too. We're also going to take, and I'm going to pick a winner right now out of the hat, and the winner of Linda Irwin's Songs of Experience Music Collage 3 is Connie. Connie, it's like a very long name, and I know you from the website, but it's Connie. You've also got right here, and here's your information. That will go out to you here in Tampa. You'll probably have it in 2 to 3 days. I have a very good system now that we're taking everything there. Diana McClintock wrote me, and she got her T-shirt. I'm so happy. Diana wants to know if Jethro owns a restaurant. No, I just eat like that. I used to own a restaurant. I still cook like that. I thank you. The hat, the chef hat, it's one of my favorite costumes. I had a friend tease me, because that hat, you will notice, was in Disney, and the little child who took it shouldn't have took it. It was my hat. So just so you know, they started it. I love all you guys. We're going in together. We're going to take a moment here and talk to our guests. And those of you who know today that's tuning in, we have Jen Drake Bakke, a not only intuitive, phenomenal totem reader, fun lady, professional dancer. Jen has a mystical past. She's living in the moment and works with helping people with not only finding missing persons, she works really strong with her gift to help you get the best in your life. Going right along with Jan's love is we have Peg Jones, certified angelic life coach, author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels. Peg also offers classes. She's not only phenomenal, like I said, with the author, but she's does angel communication. If you get a chance, listen to Angelic Whisper. There's Peg. There's our phenomenal lady in Massachusetts. Am I right? Is it yep. Massachusetts? Okay. They're teasing me. A couple of them are saying, Jethro, you're psychic, you should know. If you guys will quit writing me these crazy things, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff I get on Skype. I've got a gentleman from New York writing me, Jethro, if you will give me the lottery numbers, I will get you a date with someone you'll never... I already have a girlfriend. I don't know what you guys are writing me. New York, you're so grounded. Sometimes you guys got to realize I'm Disney. So going right along, we've got our phenomenal paranormal specialist and ET person, Linda Irwin, phenomenal unseen world founder, musician, those of you listening in today. Linda, it's been a while since Psychic's Gone Wild. Can you tell everybody, I mean, we did this back in the day. Me and you, I think we hold the record for the most, it was something like phenomenal, 6,196 individuals that listened to Psychic's Gone Wild. It was me and you on the first show I ever did with you. Has it gotten better or worse for you being on this show, this crazy show?
It's gotten better, a lot better. I think people understand now more about extraterrestrials than they did over a year ago. So the questions that they're asking I can relate to better. I can help them a little bit better in that area. There's less fear about it and more openness and understanding that they're getting ready to help us, you know, whenever we ask. Just ask them to help and they'll be there.
And those of you waiting and being patient, we're going to grab the phones now. A couple of you got in. 760, what do you know, 760?
Hi, this is Michael.
Michael, oh, did we catch you earlier?
No, that was Mike. That was a different Mike.
Oh, you see, now you're bringing in your brothers to start this, huh? No, I'm just teasing, just kidding. Glad you called in. I have a sense of humor. I have some people that are new to this going, what's wrong with this man? I like to laugh about everything. If it's food or laughing, I'm in. So, Mike, thank you for calling. This is Jethro. And what question can we help you with today?
Oh, I'm so happy that I got through. You know what? It just seems like everything I've been trying over the last few years, letting go of the old, opening to the new, nothing has sprouted from all the seeds that I've planted, everything that I've done. And right now I seem like I've really fallen to like the lowest point that I've been in many years. And I'm just looking for some reconnection. Everything spiritual seems so far away from me right now. And I'd like
to... You want me to go first?
Yeah. There's so much more there, but I don't want to go into it too much. But yes, any assistance, please.
Okay, the three cards I drew for you, interestingly enough, are all about ancient wisdom. The one card is the Keeper, the second card is the Maker, and the third card is the Rejuvenator. And what that all together means, that you need to pull from your very, very ancient past, probably a past life if you have connection to that, to rejuvenate and make a new start for yourself using that information, using that knowledge. Does that make sense?
It does, and I haven't been pulling from that. I think that's why I've kind of just stopped everything. It doesn't seem like it's coming from that place. Okay.
Yeah, I would touch base with that. Instead of just going forward where you are now, maybe take a step back and reframe everything and make it something new.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's probably accurate, yes.
Peg?
Okay, well, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was divine timing, you know, and the fact that you're reaching out probably means that you're ready, that you're really ready now. And I've mentioned this a few times, the angels always remind us of the signs, you know, and the synchronicities that happen in our life that may help us to understand our connection to our spiritual understanding. It sounds like to me the universe is saying, okay, Mike, we're here for you. Just talk to us, you know, and just, you know, kind of just say, okay, I'm ready, and I feel like you'll be getting a lot of guidance and a lot of help in this. Sometimes we just have to take a rest, you know, and then we have a wow moment. And maybe it's come for you, but, you know, maybe it's on its way. And just, you know, kind of look to that. The card that I got was learn something new. So to me that means almost like if there's something that you're really interested in, whether it's hobby, career, spiritual interest, to just grasp it and go for it, you know, and, you know, maybe find a book on something that really interests you, and, you know, and then, you know, try to make, you know, try to be around the same people that, you know, that your interest is in, too, to kind of help validate you. I'm not really sure what you're looking for spiritual-wise, but, you know, it's kind of looking at all aspects and then deciding what it is that you want to focus on. So healing comes to me that in some way that you might want to consider looking into healing of some sort. I don't really know, but that is basically what I have for you. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. Energetically, I think we're interacting, and I definitely feel what you're saying, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm Michael.
Yes.
I'm seeing this animal now, which is the shark, and it was just swimming along. And so it's kind of neat. It says that to call on the shark is coming in for you right now. And if you need the shark too, I know it sounds weird to like call on a shark, but you can do it when you need it. If you're feeling overwhelmed by intense emotions and want to move through them smoothly, you're especially sensitive right now, and so be careful what environments and situations you expose yourself to. And just remember to swim through your emotions fluidly so as not to get stuck in any one feeling. And you'll notice a heightened ability for discernment and discrimination, sorting out what's right and what's not right for yourself type thing. You might need some period of time to be alone to let some of the anxiety and irritation go away, just stuff like that. But you're a very peaceful and sensitive person. So just have faith in this time right now in what you're going through and sort of just let it flow while you go through any kind of this period. You know what I mean? This period of time. So anyway, that's what the shark is giving you right now.
Excellent. Shark energy. Okay, that's a new one for me. Thank you.
Sure.
We'll play with
Okay.
We thank you, Michael, and we hope it helped. We got a lot of energy here going on, and I do want to thank you, and I'm sorry to tease you. I have people saying, leave Michael alone. So they're always, everybody always babysits when I do this. I can only tease, but we love you coming in. Please go to psycheskonewall.com if you get a chance. Those of you tuning in to the show, we are going right along here with the individuals. We are doing a little bit longer. Those of you who've tuned in, you know this is our little bit show, so don't get all freaked out if it takes me a minute to get to your number. 831, it's your turn. How are you, 831?
I am wonderful today. Thank you. You ladies and gentlemen sound like a lot of fun. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from California. Wonderful things are happening my way, and I just need some confirmations. New job. I was hired as a mental specialist. I'm a nurse by trade, a retired law enforcement and firefighter, mother of two, recently engaged, getting married on the spring solstice. What do you have for me?
Well, the three cards that I drew for you were the transcended, the communication, and the gift. Now, this is my first day, so bear with me. I just started doing ET cards today. I was actually given advice that I should begin doing this to keep my gifts open. But what I'm getting from the transcended, the communication, and the gift is that all of your answers are coming to you slowly through your own communication with your guides and your angels. Now today, since you called in, that means pay special close attention to what Peg and Jan have to tell you, because it will be very strongly resonant with you. Peg?
Okay, well, The first card I got was, you already know. You already know how good things are in your life. And the angels are really encouraging you to savor that and to know that you truly deserve everything that is going well for you. And to be happy that things that you have in your life are so good, and to enjoy it. And to know that you truly deserve it. And then the next card I got was, you are safe. And I always think of Archangel Michael. And if there is a situation or a person in your life that you may not feel too safe with, to know that Archangel Michael will truly be with you at all times, protecting you. All you have to do is just ask him, and he will be there for you. He's very powerful, and I always have him in my passenger seat when I go on a trip or if I have to do something new, like speak somewhere. It's like, okay, Michael, you're with me, right? And he just kind of keeps me calm and keeps me present. And
I understand. I've called on him a lot lately. I've had a lot of naysayers with our relationship, and now that we're finalizing it in a marriage, those who choose to talk behind my back aren't truly my friends, so I'm finding that out.
Yep, and he's there with you. And the third card is Divine Purpose. It sounds like to me you're living your purpose. You know, you've got the job that you love, and you've got a relationship, and you have a wonderful family, and God wants you to have this and to enjoy it, and you know, just go with it, and just, you know, be there presently. So I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Lisa, I saw the bull, and I haven't seen this for a long time, and it was like it was running, and it wasn't like in a bullfight. I don't know where it was, like in an area with a bunch of people running, so I don't know what that part of it means, but it was very clear that it was a bull, and it's very dynamic, and that's what the bull just says right here. It's a very fertile and dynamic time. Allow yourself to indulge in any creative projects you've been considering. Your life is headed for an upturn.
I'm laughing because I'm making everything for the wedding. I'm making the easels. I'm making the signs. I made my wedding dress. I'm making my centerpieces. I even designed my husband's ring. So, yes.
Cool. Wow.
Beautiful.
You're able to do. That's so cool that you can do that. Gosh. Very nice. Well, and so also it says you're headed for an upturn cycle, so welcome it and enjoy it. This is a very prosperous time for you, and you will soon receive an unexpected windfall. Enjoy the material possessions you have and release those that have served their purpose and are no longer useful. Let's see. You've been assigned to some difficult or challenging work, but you're wondering if you're sure if you can do it. You want to get work on an idea you have, but you're fearful about maybe going about it. But you're a very powerful individual, and also very protective towards your family. And you're very determined and resolute, and you value commitment highly. And you carry yourself with positive and, you know, and expect others to understand that part of you that you are wanting to carry that kind of positive life off to. And anyway, that's basically what it says. I think that's just so neat that you are able to create all those things. That's so impressive. Wow.
Thank you. I learned from great tradesmen, my grandparents and stepfather. They taught me a lot, and everything you mentioned sounds like the characteristics I saw in them. And being first generation American, Italian, I'm blessed. I'm passing these on to my children if they'll listen. my gift. So I've been really becoming more and more enlightened with, for example, I did a people search this last Saturday, and I knew exactly where to find her. Do you see my gifts improving, how I can channel that? I talk to the angels and guides all the time. Sometimes I have to tell them to let me sleep. Do you guys have any?
I think people's gifts can improve all the time, and I have total faith in people's gifts improving. And when we talk to the angels and to our guides and our animals and the ETs, and we absolutely go right into them, and they hear us, and I know that they are there to help us and to give us messages, and they're there to open us up to them, especially since we want to. So I completely feel that your gifts will improve, absolutely.
Okay. And I also think understanding, you know, the different ways that we sense our gifts through our senses, through hearing, through seeing. We might see something, a symbol, a memory, a movie.
Yes, numbers.
you know,
numbers
feeling.
Numbers have been a big thing. Yeah.
Knowing.
It started off with feelings. It started off not understanding how I can hear things. And then being a home health care professional, I had the blessing of working with a shaman. And he, in his way, had been teaching me. And they just, one day, my senses were enlightened. It took off. And I didn't run from it. I always knew I had it. I just had to learn to control it.
Right.
But I appreciate everybody's kindness and words. And, yes, long roads traveled to this point. Truly feel I have found my soulmate. And I thank you very, very much.
And
welcome.
Lisa, before we thank you, and before you go, remember to go to psychicsgonewild.com. We picked the number when we started today at 4:10 p.m. Eastern Time. You were the person on the phone. So you also win a Linda Irwin Celestial Holiday Music Collage number 2, Lisa. And if you will send me your snail mail, I will take care of that and send it to you. We are getting them out into 2 to 3 days. I had someone tell me that Psychic's Gone Wild stuff, everybody's getting their stuff. You also have won a Psychic Gary Wimmer shirt, so you'll get that in the mail, too, with the CD. So definitely send that to me. And Lisa, thank you for talking to us today. You've been very sweet to hang in there while all the phones went wild.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything, all the kind words. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
A great day.
Thank you.
We are getting down to the last of the show, and I know your hands are all excited, and there's something else you guys know. You guys have been catching on. If there's a CD that's got a music collage 2, and there's a CD that got a music collage 3, yes, there's obviously another one, and I'm going to pick out the names. A lot of you guys have went to psychicsgonewild.com and put in. Linda Irwin has a beautiful one. This is called Traveling Time and Space Music Collage. Those of you who know, normally you get these through Linda or you get them through. I have been doing this for a couple of years whenever we have a show, and I have been stuck home here for over a year because I've been grounded for no reason. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be able to give you one of those CDs away. I'm going to pick a name out of here, and the name that I find to get today is, oh my goodness, here the ghost, Julie Dutch in Colorado. Julie, you have won yourself Linda Irwin's Traveling Time and Music Collage CD, so you'll also get that in the mail. And we're not done. Hang on, I've got to get one more. You guys, we got a lot of mail. You guys, we are having a birthday from Nebraska. We got Colorado, Nebraska, and we've got Michigan here. We're going to turn around and grab from Nebraska. Don R. Anton, you also win a CD of Celestial Holiday Musical Collage 2 from Linda. Told you guys, it is fun. So you will get those in the mail. And I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the fun that we have going on here. Don't forget, you know, if you guys ever get something that's a little bit wild, and I had someone tease me, they want the shirt, and we have it out there. It is a Jan Bostrachy shirt. It is the newest of the family. It is very nice. It's a beautiful shirt of Jan. And those of you who want to get that can get that for $10. Anybody who wants to get any of the books, get a hold of me. I've got Lithmacy by Gary Wimmer. I've got Gary's biography. I've got Pamela's book. I've got my book. Get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com, or as this, keep listening in, and you'll probably get one as a gift because we are wild. Tuning in to this is our birthday. We're going to have a couple of you guys. We'll try to get one more reading in. I know you guys are all excited, but that's what it is you get a hold of us and you get that time. Linda, we have a question for you. Individually, I have dealt with a lot of people in my life. I work at a gas station, and I have to tell you, Linda, that I have been studying up on the ETs for 3 years. You've amazed me on listening into the shows and different programs I've heard you on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm teasing Jethro today. He knows me from back in his days of working in the restaurant. I was the cook who always yelled at him for his terrible handwriting. Oh, I do know who this is. And they're telling me about Jethro's terrible handwriting. We know, those of you know, I do have Jethro glyphics. But back to the email. She's asking real clearly here, Linda, she has went out and worked for quite a few years at the convenience store, and it's late night. What would you say to the idea that there are not only different people coming from the other planets, but that there is a new maybe breed or different individuals that has been here just recently in the last couple of years to help the planet. Am I correct or am I a little misguided, Linda?
Actually, there's new ones coming in all the time. The government actually has documented well over 170 different species as of last year. The ones that are most prevalent in the later part of 2013 is the Arcturians. Arcturians are generally petite kind of people. They're quiet, but they resonate some kind of aura that you can just pick up that they're different. And they seem to like the color orange for some reason. Orange, and they love copper as a metal. So kind of notice that when you've got somebody coming into the gas station that might fit that description. They just might be Arcturian.
Oh, excellent. That. Whoa, see, there you have it. And she's writing that. She goes, Jethro, I think that you finally got some really fun people. I love Jan. Peg is a rock. She rocks. And I have always thought that this is the coolest thing because you know how I feel with Linda. Thank you, your friend, that you need to work on your writing. Okay, I will. This is a friend. Now, that, and those of you who do know, I for many years did do food service, and it is true. I get very wound, and I have horrible writing, but still a fun person. We are going to grab one. Those of you tuning in today, this is our show here. Peg has got some other endeavors, and she's going to be going on and still at her angelical whispers. But tuning in, this is the our last show here on Psyche's Gone Wild with our phenomenal certified angelic, life coach and friend who, you never know, we do have authors. Peg, you're always invited back to come and
Thank
help
you.
Us with books. You know, talk to us a minute, Peg, and let them know how horrible it is to work with us wild people.
It's not horrible at all. It's a blast. I've loved every minute of it. It's just my schedule is just kind of crazy. And for now, I guess I have to say I can't do a show. But I think that I'll be back. It's been a lot of fun, and I've really had fun connecting with the people that have called on the show. Asking for questions, and you can find me at angelicalwhispers.com, or you can email me at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and I'd be glad to speak with you or connect with you in any way. And also, I am offering an angel communication class that is going to be starting January 19th, and I would love to have some more people join me. So if you do, then you can email me, like I said, at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com. And I also have a few events on my site every once in a while. I have someone that helps with dream interpreting. I have different mediums come, and maybe I'll have Linda or Jethro or Jan to come and to do maybe an evening. I also have a show. I'm not sure how it's going to go now. I've been doing it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I may be making some changes. I may be doing my show with someone that I did an interview with a couple of weeks ago, but I will also be doing my own show there. So my life is wild. That's probably why I was here. So thank you, and I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
We love that, and all of you guys tuning in, we're going to go ahead there, and we don't say goodbye until our next show when we talk to Peg again. Going into the interview here, we've got a couple more announcements. I have a lot of individuals on the phone. Hang tight, don't get freaked out, nobody's going anywhere. What's happening is we're doing a lot of changes. Those of you who've known for the last 3 years, Psyche's Gone Wild has brought you wild music, intense people, a lot of individuality. Nothing's changed there. The only thing that has changed, and I want you to contact me, is we always do the variety. So what we're doing is we're bringing in new guests. I am proud to say that, this is hot off the press for all of you guys listening. This show, Tuesdays, is going to be on 3 p.m. What's even going to be more stronger is we're going to be putting out healers. Those of you who we are getting the emails, for confidential reasons, I can't read them over the air, but me and Jan alone have been working with a lot of individuals. Linda Irwin will be our hostess. She will be here on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, noon Pacific. You guys are, whoa. See, I can can talk fast as a waiter. That's one good thing. I don't have to write well. But what's really even better is that you get to listen to Linda's music. You'll get to hear about it. We're going to have an hour and a half here. We've got an individual right now. I just got a yay on the mail that you will be. Eileen Breckert is going to be here. She's a reader, going to be back. DC Love is here on Mondays, going to be working with Gary on Mondays. Those of you tuning in, keep going. Mystic Haven, don't you forget that one. That's a wild one. Dina Flanagan, Maine, just put her hand in. We've got all these emails coming in so fast. Yes, Gone Wild is Went a Level. We've brought in the people. That's what we love, and that's what we continually do is keep going. You know, what are we going to do? We're going to grab Peg Jones again and have her back in here and just surprise you when you least expect it. Guess who else you guys haven't heard from, and we've got a guest that we're working on right now, is the one, the only, Pamela Cummings. She is the author of Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. You guys remember from Tuesday, our musical psychic. She had talked to me before, teased me the other night. She does come on the show, but you guys know Fridays is on at 10 p.m. Speaking of Fridays, Patty Negri, the number one supernatural, I can't say it, I'm all tired up, American Federation certified psychic and founder of also of her and Maximilian, she's here. We have some friends that are going to surprise you, a few of them you haven't heard of. Those of you remember Catherine DeVille, the healer. I'm speaking with her. She said she'd love to help us. Let's get her on here working with her crystals and her energy to self heal. So those of you who are tuning in, do know that we are going to continue with it. We welcome the chat room. DC Love is going wild. She is in there, it looks like, today. We also have some other friends working with us to do this. This is what we've got, and so this is where it is. I had a friend write me yesterday, and he said, Jethro, you have been doing this back and forth, and I can never figure out what's going on. What does this mean? Simply, bluntly, gone wild. It isn't gone casual. It isn't lay me down and go to sleep. It's gone wild. Why is Jan here? Jan's phenomenal. She's sensitive. She's a cutie. And she's wild. We don't know why Jan's wild. We've tried to calm her down. Last I heard from Steve, that's why they live in Vegas. She's wild. That's what happened. Linda Irwin, we were so fortunate. And that is a Jan star. Jan did predict this and tell us. I mean, I'm psychic, but I don't know everything. Jan goes, I'm getting that Linda Irwin's coming back. We're on the phone. I'm like, la, 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 la. And here we go, and thank you, Jan, can you help me? And I just went off to my, you know how I'm running around, everybody knows how busy, and all of a sudden, ta-da, Linda Irwin's on the thing, and I'm going, well, Jan must have talked to her. We talked, Linda says, yes, she will do it. We've got her, Unseen World, those of you who love the shows, that's what we've done. So tuning in for the last few minutes, we're going to grab somebody else. Looking at here, are you ready to start our new path, Linda and Jan? Let's pick a number. We've got 3, 5, 7, 8. Give me a number between 1 and 14, Jan.
6.
Six. Number six, you get to be in. 770. What do you know? It's Psyche's Gone Wild, 770.
Hi. Hi, this is Maddie. How are you, Jethro?
Oh, my little Maddie. I have missed you so dearly. Did you get your presents that you won?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
I email and thank you.
Oh, honey, I
just
got so many
people. I like it. I got a lot of compliments. Thank you.
Oh, I love that you won the jewelry. And I'm going to tell you, I had a helper, and she didn't let me have the emails. I think she was jealous on who I loved, because I go, where's my Maddie? I never heard this. See, when you work for me, you got to not share.
Oh, I must be jealous then, because I definitely email you and thank you for it.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway,
I'm
thanking you again, okay?
Yes, and welcome. Would you like to talk to our phenomenal Linda and Jan, Maddie? It's been months.
It has been a while. She's going to give me a reading?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, because I just tuned in, and I heard some of it, but not a whole lot of it. Okay, that'll be great.
All right, Maddie, I remember you when you called in on Sundays to Jane Borowski and myself on Unseen World.
Maddie, you get around me.
On Sunday?
This was like months ago.
Oh, months ago. Oh, okay, months ago, because I was a Sunday. I know I didn't call in on Sunday. Okay, months ago. Okay. Yes, okay.
It was your sister, man.
Well, getting to the cards that I got for you kind of pertains to what we were talking about way back then, about your grandkids and their parents. Remember that discussion?
I don't. I have one grandchild, yes.
Okay, the card that I got was a rescue ship, and it's fighting a shadow ship and a man that's in authority but does not have your best interest. And I recall that when we were discussing it back then, we were discussing that the parents you were concerned about them and their attitude towards the grandkid? Do you recall that?
I really don't recall, but I do know that I have a feeling that they're both not capable of raising a child.
Okay, well, the rescue ship came up first, so that's you.
Funny.
You are going to be the light for the grandkid, okay?
That's why he loves to be around me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But definitely beware of the father because he's not very enlightened, and that's what the cards are showing me. So it's going to be kind of up to you to raise him whenever you get the opportunity the way he needs to be, in the love and the light and your knowledge, which you have a lot of.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 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 Maybe that was a message. Maybe that's why you picked number. Whoever picked number six, it happened to me. Maybe that's why I
that. That was Dan that picked it.
I need that message. Wow.
Peg, yes. What do the angels say? Peg?
Peg, well, not here?
I don't know.
Ahead and go. I'm sorry, we're having a little bit of technical. I've got her over here. It looks like we did pull it out. I apologize, guys. The radio is me, too. We're having it go here. We've got her right here. We've got Peg, you're back. Here we go. And what's going on here?
I don't
Peg?
Know.
It's me. It's called the radio guy's a little goofy. Peg, hello.
I'm here. the card that I got was trust, and I feel like it's trusting your gut feelings on situations that come up in your life and also trusting the universe for what it is that you would like for your life. And to trust that things are going to go in a positive light for your life. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And Maddie, we're going to the last 2 minutes before they push us through the door. We welcome you. Thank you for calling in. And I'm going to watch those emails now. You write to me anytime you want, my dear friend.
I will. I definitely will. I'm sorry you didn't get it, but again, I greatly appreciate it. I really do.
I will make sure you did. We had a little bit of a glitch there that I know a couple of people won the rings, and now we've gotten to everybody. And it was my fault. I hired someone, and they came in and helped me. Then they fell in love, and they just dropped me like a potato on the bench, and they went off. And then when I got back, I'm like 6,733 emails plus. I'm running through, and I learned a whole new word to call catch up, and so. It was
oh wow! Ooh, that was quite a few. Yes.
So.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I.
We're going on. It's 1 minute till, and they're already getting the people out the door. They're grabbing a hold of us. We love you guys, Peg. You know, until we talk again, Linda, you are beautiful. We will see you next Tuesday, Unseen. Jan,
yep.
You know that you need to come in and play sometimes. We want you on Thursdays. If you feel the urge, we may pick up the phone. Eileen will be on Thursday, those of you tune in for her first night. And me and Dina Flanagan, don't forget that tomorrow night is Melissa Berman and Gary Wimmer together, working together, bringing you the best of the best of Psychics Gone Wild. We love you guys. Until we meet again, remember, we are wild, but we are tameable with the right amount of food. No, I'm kidding.